USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The number of COVID-19 cases around the world is now above 800,000. The death toll also continues to rise as more than 39,000 people have died. Here in the United States, there are more than 165,000 confirmed cases with almost 3,200 deaths. The first quarter of the year on Wall Street is over as it was very up and down. Today, closing on a down note with the Dow dropping 410 points. To finish at 21,917. As far as what we can expect moving forward, Scott Martin with Kingsview Wealth Management tells Fox News.
Some of the jobs that are eliminated, some of the businesses that go out, don't come back. So there's going to be some destruction and there's going to be some areas of the economy that frankly are just gone. So we have to deal with that and hope that, say, green shoots grow up from those ashes, let's say, at some point down the road.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Major sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Severe weather a possibility for parts of the country today, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The southeast United States on alert today for the possibility of some severe spring weather. Strong thunderstorms that could spark tornadoes are very likely this afternoon and evening across Alabama, Georgia, northern Florida, and the low country of South Carolina.
ABC and ESPN are moving up the release of a 10-part documentary about Michael Jordan and the 1990 Chicago Bulls. The New York Post reports the documentary titled The Last Dance will begin airing April 19th.
Our mentality was to go out and win at any cost.
Jordan is the most talented player in the NBA by far.
The change was announced on ABC's Good Morning America on Tuesday. The miniseries was originally set to be released in June. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Celebrity chef Guy Fieri has partnered with the National Restaurant Association's Educational Foundation to offer grants for America's out-of-work restaurant workers amid the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Under the Restaurant Employee Relief Fund, food service workers will be able to apply for grants of $500 each to put towards housing, groceries, medical costs, or other living expenses. Fieri joins Fox News and says mom-and-pop restaurants are having a tough go of it.
It's tough. You know what? This is the fabric. This is a, you know, in a lot of communities, everybody turns to that restaurant for the donations, for their milestones, for you name it. So it's not just that the restaurant isn't operating. It's not just that the employees aren't making money. It's not that the owners aren't there. It's the community's looking for it. I mean, fortunately, there's still some restaurants that are opening and are open and people are able to get, you know, takeouts. But this is hard hit. I mean, you've got these mom and pop joints. On Diners, Drive-ins, you know, we've done 1,200 plus locations. We're raising a lot of money. We are at, so far this morning, we're at $8.3 million on our goal of $100 million. And Pepsi's involved, Uber Eats, Constellation Brands. I mean, you name it, we've got heavy hitters that have jumped in. Ecolab, you know, a lot of these folks have donated some big money. But we're on our way, and we need more help, and we have a lot of people that need support. I mean, we're at $3 million right now. We're anticipating this to go anywhere to 5 to 7 million restaurant employees out of jobs.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.